The separation from Krishna increased the anticipation of uniting with him, and that way there's intensification of devotion. Yeah, that's very true. Prabhupada talks about this in Krishna book also, that when we don't have something, cherish it and get it, then we treasure it. So there are two aspects to this. When we say that the spiritual world is reflected in the material world, there is some truth to it, and there is also some element which is, the reflection doesn't work out accurately. In this world, it often works out that when we expect something for a long time, then when we get it, it often turns out to be an anticlimax also, because the things of this world don't live up to the expectation. And then later on we hold on to them, not because they are so good, but simply because we had sought them so much, we feel they must be good. So so although this longing is not realized in the material world, the very presence of this longing comes from the soul's longing for Krishna and that original relationship with Krishna. So in this world, anticipating something and getting it may not always lead to satisfaction, but with Krishna, actually there is satisfaction in the remembrance of Krishna. So that remembrance of Krishna can be when he's in separation, and it can be when he's in union with Krishna. In both cases, because there is remembrance of Krishna, there is satisfaction. So it's in that sense, it's not like this world. Now, suppose I have a craving for sweet rice, feeling separation from sweet rice. Now, just thinking of sweet rice does not give me any satisfaction. Actually, it causes dissatisfaction. It is only when I get the sweet rice and it is really good that I might get some satisfaction. But in the case of Krishna, his recollection, remembering him, his remembrance is non-different from him at one level. And that's why even when we remember Krishna, in the anticipation also, there is the fulfillment. Now our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have explained that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform in Srivasangan, the Harinam Sankirtan, that is considered Rasasthali. Now in this Rasasthali, how can we have Rasa Leela without Krishna being present? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at one level Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the mood of Krishna, he is in the mood of Radharani. So where is Krishna present? Krishna is present as the holy name. The holy name infuses everyone with the remembrance of Krishna, and that itself gives great ecstasy. So in the recollection of Krishna also, there is at one level union with Krishna. Of course, the gopis do not cherish that level of union. They want the direct union with Krishna also. And that is what makes their craving so intolerable for them. So the gopis are not satisfied. In the Damodar Ashtakam also, Sanatana Goswami in his commentary says that in the 4th and the 5th verses, Damodar Ashtakam is saying, let me remember you. Let me become absorbed in remembering you. But in the 6th verse, he says, Edhyakshi Drushya. Previously, he says that, please, let me be flooded with your remembrance. But then he says in the 6th verse, I want to see you with these eyes. And Sanatana Goswami says, this is a higher desire. That to remember the Lord is great, but a devotee also knows that to see the Lord directly is a special benediction. And he's desiring that also. So the gopis, then the gopis' relationship with Krishna, there's both these dynamics. There is separation, at that time there is recollection. There is union, that time there is recollection. And the gopis cherish the recollection that is there in union. And yes, when Krishna does come back, as Jiva Goswami describes, at that time all the gopis' desires are completely and eternally fulfilled. And all the agony of separation that they went through, it all becomes worth it. Because now they have got Krishna forever with them. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Gaur.